Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 10 past 9 o'clock here on a Friday morning. We want to salute our EMS workers because this week is EMS week here in Michigan. Joining us right now from Tri-Hospital EMS, Trish May. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
And Billy Adams. Billy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks.
Glad you guys could come in. Let's just talk a little bit about what EMS workers do. Billy, let's start with you. How did you get into this line of work?
Well, it was a couple days ago I got into this. I actually started about 30 years ago.
No kidding.
My brother was my influence. We grew up in a family. Everybody was police officers. And my brother kind of went a little left to center there and decided to do this thing on the ambulance. And it just seemed like, you know, some of his stories really resonated. And so that's kind of how I got into it and just kind of followed in his footsteps.
Yeah. Great career for you, huh?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I love it.
Trish, how about you?
I actually was going to start a career in nursing, and I was waiting to get in the nursing program. And when I went to Macomb Community College, they had said, you know, that they had this program if I wanted to try it. And so I went through it, and nursing was never an option after that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Nursing and anything in the medical field, there are so many different things you could do with it. I mean, even as a nurse, you could work in a nursing home. You could work in trauma in the ER. There's so many different things. You found your calling, though, huh?
I did. I did indeed.
What is it about being in the ambulance that interests you? What made you say, this is for me?
You know, I think for me, the fact that you can be the light at the end of somebody's tunnel, and in their opinion, in their very worst day, and if I can have a small impact on making that better for them, and leaving hopefully an impact on their life, then that's important to me. And I think just it's something different every day. You know, we get to be out and mingle with the public, and we're outside and we're inside, and you get to meet different types of people and the elderly people that you get to sit and have talks with in the back of the ambulance, the stuff that you can learn that I don't think that you'd be given an opportunity otherwise.
That's a great point. Every day you're interacting with people who are in the midst of crisis.
Yes, we are. And, you know, to kind of add on what Trish was saying, you know, it's a career where I think the big attraction is when I come into work, I have no idea what's going on. But, and you see a lot of bad things. But with that, there's also the opportunity to see really great things that you would never see if it wasn't for some of those bad things. I mean, it takes a little bit of sunshine in this job to offset a lot of bad.
Yeah. Is there anything that, like a highlight or something that as you look back on your career, you say, I will never forget? This is probably a bunch of them, aren't there?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them, do we?
Without names.
I mean, for better or for worse.
There was an incident here that probably people from listening to the news, and of course, you know, we're always concerned about HIPAA, so we actually took the channels to go through and contact family to make sure it was okay that we could tell this story, because it's an important story. And I'll tell you, in 30 years of doing what I've done, I've seen some horrific things. And I've seen some great things, but this one really kind of took the cake. Mm-hmm. And it was the crash that occurred just down the street here with the children and the loss of their mom, tragically. And that was an event that, you know, the outcome of those three kids, all three of them surviving, all three of those children back doing school stuff. We stay in touch with them still to this day. That's miraculous. That everybody that was involved on that day needed to be there, from the undercover police officer that, you know, pulls a badge out and stops traffic so ambulances can get through, to the officers that jumped in our ambulances and drove us to the hospital, to the dispatchers. Everything took place that day, and to have all three of those kids, and it was a long recovery for them, but to have them turn around and be where they're at today, that's probably the one that'll stand out.
And when you say you keep in touch with them, I was going to ask about the follow-up, because I'm sure that, you know, after every call, you're basically picking up somebody, you know, giving them emergency care right away, getting them to the hospital, and then you leave. And you got to be wondering the whole rest of the day and the next day and the next day how that person is. You're able to follow up, aren't you?
Sometimes we are able to get the follow-up. especially for those cases that hit a little bit hard. We're a little bit more aggressive trying to find the follow-up and whatnot, and sometimes we just don't because HIPAA, you know, a lot of people can't relay that information, but sometimes we're pretty lucky at getting the information, and sometimes we just have to hope for the best on the outcome, especially if they've gotten transferred out and they didn't stay local. It's a little bit harder to keep track of their care.
Births? You've delivered babies or almost delivered babies?
I'm at 10.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm at 10, and it's a very cool experience. It's a very cool experience. Not as hard on our end as what one would think. Mom's totally doing all the work. So, but it's definitely a cool experience.
I'll bet it is. I could just imagine the adrenaline. I mean, when you get that call, you don't know what you're going to be walking into, and you get there. It's just got to be game on as soon as you get there, huh?
Right. And it's a lot different atmosphere now, especially from when I first started. And I guess if there was one thing I could get people to understand about EMS is how we've changed is it's not really what you see on television when you watch a lot of these shows. Honestly, that's probably about 20% of our job. I mean, we do have those moments. But so much of it's about the compassion and going out. I almost think of it as like family practice, emergency medicine. You know, we get the call for people that aren't feeling well. And it really varies from time of the year to everything. And it's the contact and compassion we have with the people as they're going through their struggles. You know, I always tell all of our new paramedics when they start here, don't ever think that a 10-minute conversation in the back of a 10-foot box couldn't, you know, impact somebody pretty powerfully. And it has.
Yeah.
And we have those examples. I just can't pull any out of the air right now.
Yeah. How difficult was the pandemic? And are the things that changed during it that are still different than pre-2020?
The pandemic, that was tough. It was hard because of the separation of everything. For us in EMS, we get to go home and spend time with our family. And sometimes you can decompress with your family, but not having everybody together was kind of hard. And then especially when we would go into skilled nursing facilities and you're taking these people out that haven't seen their families in months, years, and that was difficult because they're scared, they're lonely, their mental health suffered. But we were fortunate. I think that the community really stood up for us and helped out. And the recognition, I think, that all first responders and emergency services received, it was a tough time. It really was.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. And locally for us, you know, who I appreciate the most is our staff. We've seen so many across the United States where staffing during the start and kind of moving towards the middle of the pandemic really became a struggle for a lot of agencies because people just decided, you know, I didn't want to do this anymore. Our staff did not do that.
They stood up.
Yeah, they did not waver for a minute. In fact, I'll even give credit to Karen Bellinger. She's our vice president of education. At that time, she really got behind and worked with the state and started the antibody infusion clinic, which I think helped tremendously for so many people in this county. And it was just kind of that, I don't know the word I would want to use, that they went out there every day, did
inspiring.
This job, and just... Yeah. Did their job and helped these people. Because like Trish said, sometimes we were the only contact they had.
I think it's important to remember that all emergency services, when the chips are down, that's when we're our strongest. When things are tough, that's when everybody rises above that situation to help mitigate it.
And that's why we celebrate EMS Week here in Michigan. We say thank you for all the work that you do and recognize that, when there's a crisis, when there's an emergency, you don't get to retreat. You got to be right there ready for that call. What would you say to somebody that wants to pursue a career or is interested or thinking about a career in EMS?
I would tell them don't hesitate. Contact us. You can contact our education department. We have tons of classes that they can get in. But more importantly, just come and meet with us. Come and meet with us.
Anytime.
We'll take you through the ambulance. We can do some paperwork, and you can do a ride-along and see if it's something that you're interested in.
Yeah. There you go.
Anytime.
Thank you both. Thanks for your the work that you do. Thanks for being there on the front lines every day, and happy EMS week.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for coming in. Trish May and Billy Adams with us on WPHM from Tri-Hospital EMS.